It is the 15th night of Shaban, Shab-e-Bara, and obviously many people throughout the world will be engaged in some form of ibadah. Together with that also, it is a Thursday evening, very auspicious it is, and Jummah evening, and obviously one needs to get himself prepared, get ready. And when you step onto your musalla and when you sit down at the time of tahajjud, when the whole world is so quiet all around you, you are asking from Allah Ta'ala. And we are saying people can ask in various ways and various means and so forth, because this is Him and Allah Ta'ala. But the question we are asking, what is the correct method? What is the system? How do we ask from Allah Ta'ala? And if we know, it makes our ibadah even more empowered and more stronger and brings greater amount of satisfaction. With us this morning, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, Damat Barakatuh, live out of Durban. We welcome him to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maulana Sahib.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Ibrahim bhai?
Very well, Maulana Sahib. Very great amount of honor for us to have you on this morning and in assisting us, all of us, to be able to learn the very important aspect of how to correctly make dua. A lot of people are only making dua. So, Maulana, inshallah, we'll be sitting back and listening as you take us through the paces, inshallah. If we can, we have close to 40 minutes. I don't know how much Maulana can manage, inshallah, to be with us this morning.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi wahdah, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد Once again, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to all Channel Islam listeners. As our brother Ibrahim has introduced this subject already, that it is a question of how to make dua. I am sure many, many programs must have been already held with regards to the blessed night of Shaban, the 15th night of Shaban, which we know as Shab-e-Barat or as Laylatul Bara. So I'm not going to be discussing the virtues of the night or going to any kind of academic discussion on the different ahadith, etc. Our subject for this morning is, within half an hour, just to bring to you the importance of dua on these Mubarak nights. We know that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He does not have any kind of a body, physical body. Whenever in the Hadith Sharif it is referred to Nabi Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's descending and ascending, it refers to the tajalliyat of Allah Ta'ala. So on this night, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's descending to the first heaven right from the time of sunset gives us a clear indication that Allah Ta'ala is opening the doors of His mercy and forgiveness and wants us to beg of Him and not to waste the auspicious and blessed moments that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives to us. Unfortunately, we become very, very negligent. We take everything for granted. We are not serious about making dua also. We leave everything to the Imam Sahib that he will make the dua. We leave it to others, they will make the dua. Whereas each and every one of us should be making dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. The gist of the first part is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is addressing Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam and saying that وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي, when my servants ask you about me, عِبَادِي عَنِّي, Allah Ta'ala is calling us His lovely, beautiful, wonderful servants. Yet we know how much of weakness and shortcomings we have. But Allah Ta'ala is addressing us as ibad, that you are my bandas. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told that when these bandas of mine, they ask about me, that whether I am far or I am near, that's what it means, then say, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is very, very close. Ujibu da'wata da'i iza da'an. Meaning that when the person is calling out to Allah Ta'ala, when he's invoking Allah, when he's supplicating to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then this verse, which is a verse of the Quran Sharif, tells us that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala responds. Now we cannot say that this verse of the Quran Sharif, na'udhu billah, is just a vague promise. It's not really something that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala keeps to, na'udhu billah. Allah Ta'ala, every word of the Quran Sharif, his kalam, there's nothing but truthfulness. Which kalam can be more truthful than the kalam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? So he is promising a response to the dua. Now, if we are not getting acceptance of that dua, then there could be many reasons for it. And I think that is what we want to really discuss today. Whatever Allah Ta'ala will put in the mind, we will discuss. That how should a person begin his dua? As far as the acceptance of dua is concerned, every Muslim knows, who has read the Quran Sharif and who knows something about deen, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala even accepted the dua of shaitan. He asked for respite till the day of Qiyamah when he was rejected by Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala granted it to him. From this we learn that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's doors are open for all. But here we are talking about believers, because there is a different system as far as believers are concerned. As far as the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, the nasara, and the disbelievers, for them, this world is a world which we term as paradise. There's no restrictions. They can drink, they can gamble, they can eat, they can engage in haram activities, they can go to the clubs and cinemas and theaters and do anything that they wish to. There is no real punishment in this world. Their punishment is in the akhirat. But as far as believers are concerned, generally Allah Ta'ala cleanses them in this world. Therefore it is called Ummate Marhuma. The earthquakes, the sicknesses, the pains, the sufferings, the exiles, the imprisonments, and everything which takes place unjustly